It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. In high school, he was voted most likely to look like he's still in high school. Host of the Guy Benson Show, Guy Benson. Like a Category 5 hurricane, his marriage also took all of his belongings. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lissau. She'll buy you a MyPillow and then hold it over your face. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor, Kat Tibb. And his shoes actually have a gift shop. New York Times bestselling author and comedian and former NWA World Champion, Tyrus.
Thank you. Thank you.
In the name of inclusion, government workers must embrace delusion. It's government defiance of biological science. The Biden Health and Human Services Department has instituted a new gender identity policy on all its employees. It was announced in an email to staff on October 11th, just days after the Hamas attack. So while Jews were being butchered in Israel, our government was figuring out how to protect the feelings of trans. Rachel Levine can't read a room, especially the door that says women. But I guess when HHS sees the world is burning, they want to make sure men who say they're ladies get out first. But at least they didn't express concerns that the terrorists might get misgendered. The policy says all workers should be addressed by the names and pronouns they use to describe themselves. Say hello to Admiral Rachel Levine, she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Admiral Rachel Levine, she, her pronouns. And all supervisors and managers are responsible for helping to ensure it is fully implemented across all of the optives and staffives. Thank you for helping make HHS such a welcoming and affirming workplace.
She is so hot. A welcoming and affirming workplace where the women pee standing up and the men sit down to tinkle. Thus, the agency tasked with our mental and physical health demands, we say yes, ma'am, to someone who looks like they belong on a box of Quaker Oats. And what the hell is staffives? The less I hear about Levine and her staff, the better. I'd say you need a dictionary to work there, but I'm not sure if Merriam-Webster is a dude or a chick. And what does Levine mean when she says supervisors are responsible for helping ensure the policy is fully implemented? Will workers who misgender be sent to HR, suspended, fired, or worse, be sentenced to dinner in a movie with Dylan Mulvaney? We reached out to HHS because we're a real news show. And they slash them never got back to us. However, in the same message, they said the policy will ensure that workers are able to show up every day as their whole selves. Well, unless your whole self is a straight white male. In that case, throw on a dress and some lip gloss and hope they'll name you Women of the Year. Jamie, what pronouns does your ex-wife use for you?
You know, that's funny. I actually just changed mine from his to hers because she took everything. I don't play the pronoun game, but sometimes I'm sympathetic. Like, my one friend, he wants me to call him they because he's a ventriloquist. And so I do that. But I'm kind of sick of the whole pronoun thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I call my kids they when they're all together. But I feel like I need a word. I would like to request a pronoun that means I respectfully don't know what you're supposed to be.
Yes.
Like in this case, just something that's not offensive, but I want to be able to take a guess or say hi without offending someone.
Yeah. Well, you're a nice person.
I try to be.
No, right? I'm lying. Tyrus.
This is why I love being self-employed, number one. It'll be a cold day in hell where I spend my day. I can't remember regular names.
Yeah.
I don't like to know people that well.
Yeah.
I call everybody boss.
Yeah.
Your pronouns, boss.
Wait, I thought that you just did that with me.
No, everybody. So, because no one ever gets offended. Morning, Tyrus. Hey, boss.
Yeah.
He actually got my name right by accident.
What's up?
What's this guy's name? Hello? Oh, yeah, what is this? So I would not succeed well in that work environment where someone would walk up to me and be like, what? Mm-hmm. You know? Aren't you going to say hello? We're already talking. We're past hello. So I don't want any parts of the pronoun thing. It's telling someone what they need to address you is in itself invasive and insulting.
You're right.
It's hard enough at work just to work these days, let alone if you say good morning to the wrong person, their morning wasn't good and they're offended and you've hurt their feelings. Now you have to say good morning and then roll the dice. And be like, good morning, sir, ma'am, her, them, they. Was any of those close? No? Okay, I'll go wait in HR. Like, it's just self-employed if you can. Work from home. Yeah. Homeschool, self-employed. That's it. No issues.
Yeah, you know, Kat, there's a... It's one thing just to be polite. You want people to be comfortable and happy. There's no problem with that. But compulsory speech, that's not part of freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't understand how this would be legal.
Yeah.
The First Amendment is like no government retaliation over speech, free speech. And it's a government agency that saying we will retaliate against you for speech. I don't think that this will stand. This story is how I found out that apparently HHS has 80,000 or more than 80,000 federal employees. Doing what?
Yeah, doing this.
This, exactly. Yeah. I was like, so that makes sense, because I don't think that there's enough work for 80,000 people. So when there's not work for 80,000 people, they're just like, what can we up? They're making up stuff like this.
Oh, they did such a great job during the pandemic.
So that's right, exactly.
Cut them some slack.
Well, this keeps them from creating vaccines that kill people, says a paranoid schizophrenic. Wow,
what's
that went over well.
Paranoid schizophrenic's pronoun.
What?
Gutfeld.
But if they demand that I call them something, then can't I do the same, right? I want to be known as hot guy you want to bang.
I didn't realize our safe word was going to be shared tonight, Greg. Slightly awkward. But look, I think this can be abused. I try to be respectful and treat people the way they want to be treated, but it has been abused from some folks. And then you're seeing kind of the trolling going back in the other direction, the teacher with the giant prosthetics that you love talking about.
Oh.
And then, I know, we're going to get us totally derailed talking about him, her. But also, you guys covered the story a couple weeks ago, that tech, Women in Tech conference, where some guys showed up and said, I'm non-binary, and they got scolded by the CEO saying, how dare you? That's not his call anymore.
Right.
If you decide you're non-binary on any given day, the rules are you are non-binary, and in some ways, he's the bigot now.
Yeah.
Those are the insane rules that they have created, and so I just wish people would be chill about this and kind of give people some space, but apparently that's not where we are as a society, so we get stories like this.
Imagine if you said that you had to do the Pledge of Allegiance, right? That would be an uproar. Right? But this is the opposite of that. This isn't about unity. It's about splitting people into groups.
Great point, hot guy I want to bang.
See? It works. Okay. Up next.
Rolls off the tongue.
It does. An ex-spy gets sued and Trump's mouth gets glued. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
An ex-spy who was full of crap and a judge who wants Trump to shut his trap. Trump's suing a British company founded by Christopher Steele, the urine-obsessed spook behind that phony dossier. Trump's lawyer says the former prez suffered personal and reputational damage and distress, not to mention to the rest of us. If you say Russian hookers peed on someone, you better email me the video. I spent days on RussianPeeingOnPeople.org. Meanwhile, a judge here slapped Trump with a gag order in his federal election case in D.C. I wonder if he got indicted more than Alphonse Capone.
I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Alphonse? Al Capone, if you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident. But he was Scarface. But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out.
Well, that took a dark turn. And normally, if you get indicted, if you're a politician, you watched it for years, they get indicted and they walk to a microphone about 4 minutes later.
Normally, if you get indicted, if you're a politician, I've watched it for years, they get indicted and they walk to a microphone about 4 minutes later. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be leaving office to fight for my reputation and spend time with my family.
I bet you love your family so much.
I love my family so much. You know, that they're out, they're gone. With me, I have a big platform, so I can explain things.
He's the best. And you have to play your cards, because we have tremendous cards.
You have to play your cards. We have tremendous cards. But soon we won't have those cards, because we won't have a country left, you know? We won't have a country left. We did so many things. I could tell you 150, 200,000. I could tell you 1,000 stories like that.
Hell, I'll take 1,000 stories like that. You know, over 2 wars, rampant crime, a non-border, and a guy in charge who keeps trying to eat his life alert. Kat, are we leading towards some ridiculous, absurd climax of the greatest movie ever made, where the most consequential president in history could be in jail and still win the White House?
Potential. I mean, look, could that happen? Yes. But also, I never answer that question with a no anymore.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that this didn't happen sooner. Because, I mean, this dictated so much of history, this thing that was so ridiculous the entire time that no reasonable person could have thought that this was real. And even if it was, who cares? But it was, and then the fact that somebody made it up and that's what they came up with. Is quite disturbing to me.
Yeah, they could have come up with something more creative, Tyrus.
Or less creative.
Or less creative, actually. Less creative.
It's like one of those Adam Schiff movie plots. It's like, whoa, bros. It's a lot of whatnots in
here. Wasn't it supposed to be the bed where Michelle and Barack slept
after
in?
They already stayed there. Not like they're staying there afterwards.
Yes.
Listen.
Never made any sense.
If you're a parent or you're just a naturally dominant person or successful person who people come to you for things, I always have one rule. If the beginning story of what they're asking for is more than 30 seconds, they're full of okay? When they have to give you feelings why they don't have rent money this month, you know, the bank froze their money and now they're not gonna get it back to the 6th and rent's due on the 5th. So if you could float it to them, then of course, when that check clears, they'll get it to you. Lo and behold, something's gonna happen on the 6th to where it doesn't clear in the evil bank who spends all their time trying to take them down with their negative account.
What are you talking about?
Talking about people who are full of asking for stuff.
Okay.
It's the same thing with this dossier. It was full of made zero sense.
Got it.
But everybody makes up stories. He said that he was pissing on a bed because Obama and his wife was in there before.
I thought it was that he was having the prostitutes urinate on him, the famous germaphobe who doesn't even like to shake hands.
That's not the point. The point is the story they made up. They need to go there. You could have just said Trump was in there with Russian prostitutes. We'd be like, maybe, possibly. Yeah. That might work. Mm-hmm. He was in there, not just with prostitutes. Mm-hmm. They were peeing on him. And we all watched. And then he said, is this Obama's bed? More pee.
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel where I'm going now?
Yeah.
When they elaborately make it up, they're my kids come to, Dad, you have to understand, get ready for your spanking. I'm cutting you off. I know you're lying. You did it. Just take it. Tell me the truth. Long story, it's always a lie. But he's suing the wrong person. He needs to sue everyone who used it.
Yeah.
And profited from it. That's a nice long line. Hillary, I don't know how much money she got left with, you know, the foundation falling apart and everything. Schiff, everyone who sat up there and messed with his presidency and used that dossier, he should be suing.
Hillary paid for it.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds like motive.
Yeah. What do you think, Guy? Do you think he's going to follow the gag order? It's not unfair. He's running for president. How can you gag a candidate?
So, 2 things. Number one, watching that clip, do you get the sense that he kind of is a fan of Al Capone?
Yes.
Right? It's sort of like he wasn't talking about him in the most negative of light.
No. He admired it.
Askance. I love that he used that word. Secondly, setting aside the actual substance of this, I would love to have been a fly on the wall listening to whatever lawyer had to explain a gag order to Donald Trump.
Yes.
Like, well, sir, here's what this means. I think that person was probably just fired as the messenger.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean by gag? What do you think, Jamie? Do you have 3 or 4 jokes?
I had no idea you could ask a prostitute to pee on you. I've never heard of that. I don't know if it's on a higher-end menu than I'm used to. I looked up gag order just to see where it came from. Maybe everyone knows this but me, but it's like a defendant in a courtroom, and they would gag them so they couldn't blurt out and disrupt the proceedings. Did you know Chris Christie, they put a gag order on him for 24 hours once? He lost 50 pounds. I don't know. Gag Order is actually my favorite Stormy Daniels movie. Three, Greg. Just yeah. Three.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work.
Out of time. Thanks to Guy Benson, Jamie Lissau, Cat Tiff, Tyrus, our studio audience, Fox News Live with Trace Gallagher. Next, I'm Greg Gutfeld. Love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.